Now, for something completely different, here is former relief host for the late Art Bell, Brian Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and those of you wondering why everybody stopped talking about the Mar-a-Lago FBI raid, it's time again for something completely different. First, let me welcome the voice of radio legend Ross Mitchell, one of the greatest set of pipes in showbiz. In my best of days compared to Ross, I sounded like the end of that Minnie Riperton soap. Ross is the sole owner of the Basso Profundo vocal cord franchise that made him a voiceover legend from back in the days of one of the most notorious radio talk shows ever, Coast to Coast with Art Bell. Now, depending upon where you lived, that show filled the air from midnight till 5 a.m. and was heard on pretty much most of America's heritage radio stations across the country. All you radio geeks and long-haul truckers and terminal insomniacs listening right now probably remember Ross as Art's offstage pronouncer, who would do his intros and run down Art's list of phone numbers for callers from all across the country, east of the Rockies, west of the, and all the rest of that. It was quite something. Now, I had a talk show on one of those heritage stations, KSFO San Francisco, one afternoon, one of Art's people, his producer, called and asked if I could fill in for Art during his upcoming vacation. Now, what perspiring talk show host would say no to that? Zero. The answer is zero. But I did tell Art's guy I had a condition. Aside from being paid, I'd want Ross Mitchell to record an intro for me the same as Art Bell's. Art's producer said, yeah, no guarantees, but he didn't think it would be a problem. So sure enough, first night, filling in for Art, right after the top of the hour, station ID.
To call Brian Wilson toll-free on Coast to Coast AM from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-835-5033. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. Now, filling in for Art, here again is Brian Wilson.
Today, it would sound something like this.
Now, for something completely different, east of the Rockies, here's Brian Wilson.
So with nothing else really important going on in the world right at the moment, except the usual people talking about the usual stuff, which is redundant and boring, you know, that kind of makes me wonder a lot of times. You tune on Fox or ABC, CBS, NBC, NPR, it doesn't matter what station, doesn't matter what talk station, radio station it is. Same people saying the same thing over and over again about things they know nothing about. I wonder if they're going to go ahead and release the seal of the thing, of the affidavit, of the, what they were doing, because, you know, and then all the speculation and the rhetoric starts, and it's, what's the point? I don't think I did that when I was doing a regular show. If we couldn't deal with facts and head to a specific subject to try and get a specific answer, then we didn't deal with it. So that's why we're not going to deal with anything right here and now, because there really isn't anything that's grabbing everybody's attention, like the Mar-a-Lago FBI raid. There's just splinter discussions that have spun off from that, that I don't know, something to get into a fight about at a cocktail party. I did see something fun on the internet the other day. Robert Higgs, a very smart guy that I met a number of years ago when he was working for the Cato Institute in the logic-free zone of Washington, D.C. Last I heard, he was an advisor over at the Independent Institute. He's a writer, he's a speaker, he's a historian, he's an economist. Very, very bright guy, nice guy. He posted, if I lived to be 100 years old, I would still not understand how you can milk an almond. I wrote back, said, well, first you need very small hands and a tiny three-legged stool. I've never had almond milk. I don't understand what the attraction is. Maybe I did have almond milk. I remember one time stopping in at a 7-Eleven for a cup of coffee and reaching for what I thought was half and half and got one of those little cups of, I think it was almond milk, or it's one of those flavored creamer things you put in. Ah, pfft, yuck. I really don't get the attraction. I guess if you're really hung up on almonds, maybe if they made a creamer that tasted like, you know, filet mignon or lobster thermidor or something like that, maybe there'd be some attraction. I don't know, mixed in coffee, that probably wouldn't go so well. But anyway, the almond, milking the almond, I thought that was a great question. And of course, the anal retentives in the that were participating in the discussion had to immediately pile on. But, well, so you don't actually milk it. What you do, you have to marinate it in hot water, and then you bring in this alkaline. They give you the whole formula for how to make almond milk. One current event thing that caught my eye was a cartoon, one of those political cartoons, that featured the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who you probably saw on TV too many times during the so-called pandemic. The cartoon said, "We failed during COVID, so we're resetting our expectations, starting with our name, Center for Disease Confusion." Ha, ha, ha. Okay, very nice. I like the sarcasm. I got the point. Of course, the media fans and career bureaucrats all think this is just swell, just what the doctor ordered, so to speak. We're going to change our name. We're going to have this mass reorganization and all the rest of that. Now, I'm speaking for myself. My expectations are that you and your co-conspirators will go to jail. Your failures were lies. People died. Lots of people died. Thanks to your vaccines, more people are dying and will continue to die needlessly, prematurely. The truth and facts, and listening to the science, really, instead of the big pharmaceutical companies, would have saved you. Would have saved you, your job, and countless millions of others. I hope when all the information is sufficiently publicized, you, Dr. Walensky, and your buddy, Dr. Fauci, and some of the rest of your unindicted co-conspirators, when your lies and distortions all get out there, hopefully it will yield similar results that you've inflicted on innocent people throughout the world. It's called justice. One day last week was National Radio Day 2022. Of course, I missed it. But let me just say, for a whole bunch of radio people and former radio people who are listening to this podcast, congratulations. Congratulations to everyone who enjoyed or survived a career in the most insane, frustrating, nomadic, insecure, low-pay, egomaniacal, narcissistic, pathologically warped occupation known to humankind. Maybe that's why it's so much fun. 50-plus years of sliding down the razor blade of life, working with or tolerating some of the most or least talented individuals to enter a control room or a PD office or a general manager's suite, from DJ to talk show host, program director, general manager, and owner. What a career. National Radio Day could be an entire year. Radio is that big. Subject to personal and political perspective in a shameless self-promotion, everything else worth saying about that, I wrote in 50 Stories, 50 Years in Radio, that you can grab from Amazon or wherever fine reading products are sold. As long as we're here, a couple of emails about the stories and the book and other things. I promise, by the way, if you feel inclined, it's brian@brianwilson.net, whatever you want to scribble. Gene in Baltimore, he thought, I remember listening to you one morning. It was overcast and drizzling, but you were still mentioning your traffic reporter, Barb London, would be coming up soon and from her helicopter. You always called her your pear in the air. Yes, as opposed to bear in the air. And I thought you'd be getting big trouble for that. But a few minutes later, something must have happened, because during a commercial, I guess the microphone was open and I could hear you shouting, I guess at her, to get in the effing car, get to the effing station and do the effing reports. The two other guys I was riding with couldn't believe it. We thought you'd be gone in a heartbeat, but the next morning there you were doing your usual thing. I always wanted to ask you, what happened? Why didn't you get fired? Didn't the FCC get all over you? Loving your podcast, Gene in Baltimore. Well, the short answer, Gene, is read the book. It's story 34, Bloopers. Starts on page 215, to be exact. But you've got the essence of what happened correct. But the background story and what really happened is it's a knee slapper. And I'm sure you'll show you a kick out of it. Looking ahead to the future, I actually had a phys ed teacher in high school say that. Looking ahead to the future. He also said everybody line up alphabetically according to height. We are tying up some loose ends of red, white, black, and green wires here in the studio apparatus to get ready for company. Those of you who had the questionable pleasure of hearing some of the radio shows in a previous life may recall I was able to persuade friends of mine to come on the air and kick around the trash of current events just for grins and giggles and occasionally learning some things that were significant. So I've spoken to some of them. In fact, I've spoken to all of them. And some of the folks who are going to be joining us are first off, I think it'll be Jim Bovard, maybe next week. Great writer, hell of a guy, beer authority and cigars. Stephen Moore from, you know, I really don't know where Stephen is. He was with the Wall Street Journal editorial page. I met him when he was at Cato. He was with Larry Kudlow for a while. Well, doesn't matter. I'll catch up with him later. Tom DiLorenzo's with Loyola University in Baltimore. He wrote one of the best books I ever read, The Real Lincoln. If you still think that Abraham Lincoln was one of our greatest presidents, you check that out. He's got some interesting papers out there, and we'll kick those around with Tom. PJ O'Rourke, I shouldn't have to tell you who that is. John Cleese with Luck from Monty Python. We also may be chatting, and this is kind of iffy because of schedules and all, Justice Clarence Thomas and Tom Sowell. Those are a little difficult, but everybody's working on making that happen. And if I can get her to sit still for just a few minutes, Annie Coulter may return for a few laughs and gaffes. It's been a few years since she and I yucked it up on the air. I had a lot of fun with Annie, and she's a hoot. Anyway, that's just some of the folks we've got on the menu that will be coming by. I only regret that my great and close friend, Walter Williams, can no longer join us for wine time as he did, and a lot of other laughs and conversations everybody enjoyed. But hey, if there's anyone you'd like me to get on the pod, free of the restraints of mass media, drop me a note, brian@brianwilson.net. Make sure to drop by our new Facebook page before the weenie bots there take it down for offending their kindergarten community standards. You can order a copy of 50 Stories while you're there. Makes a perfect stocking stuffer, assuming no one's wearing the stocking at the time, of course. Make sure to hit the subscribe button so you're not unpleasantly surprised by our next visit. For my bus driver, who also happens to be our pickleball team captain, Joe Tidd, and our new offstage announcer, the great Ross Mitchell, Brian Wilson inviting you to join us for another slide down the razor blade of life when something completely different returns. Pull the plug, Joe.